Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, Numbers 1236 to 1300. MR. Number 1257. Funds needed to establish medical institutions in Australia. Camp meetings planned. Written September 11, 1899, to Josephine Gotzian, a generous friend in the United States. I am much burdened regarding the dearth of means which delays the opening of our Avondale health retreat. The principal part of the building is up, roofed, floored, and enclosed, but it is not plastered, and we are losing precious time, which ought to be filled with effective work in behalf of those for whom this building is erected. I have done what I could to help this work along, as well as helping in many other enterprises of great importance to the advancement and honor of the cause, the demanded encouragement and assistance. The money which our brethren in California sent me in payment for the college stock that I took from Mrs. Scott was very soon distributed where it would count the most for the work of the Lord. Not one penny of it would I use for myself. All of it, and much more, has gone into the work. Last year I gave $125 to the Stanmore Meeting House and $100 to the Meeting House in Windsor. This year I have given $250 to the Meeting House in South Brisbane and $250 to the Meeting House in Hamilton, Newcastle. I have invested £500 in the Avondale Health Retreat and $500 in the Sydney Sanitarium. This present time is a most important time for the work in Australia, and not only for Australia, but for the missionary work in the countries near Australia, which should receive labourers from this field. The work in Australia is just struggling onto its feet, and as it becomes strong, it will exert its strength in behalf of other fields. Just now, the work in Australia must be advanced as rapidly as possible, for everything is now favourable. And the Lord is going out before his messengers, encouraging them, directing their work, and blessing their efforts. The work of our health retreat here in Avondale will have a very important relation to other parts of our work. It will not only serve as a hospital for the sick of this district, who are most destitute of proper facilities for treatment and of a knowledge of nursing, but it will also receive patients from Sydney and Newcastle, and from more distant places. Already the Summerhill Sanitarium, Sydney, is overflowing, and Dr. Caro says there are patients there who would do better in a place like Avondale. Dr. Rand of Newcastle is waiting impatiently for us to be ready for patients. This is an especially good place for those who become interested in the present truth, for they can attend the Bible classes at the school. It is a splendid place for convalescents who may be benefited by the country surroundings. When plans were being laid for this building, and the committee was planning to make everything as small as they could to save money, our counsellor said to me, "Where is the room for your weary missionaries?" In response to this, we built larger, and are planning to make it a resting place for weary ministers, missionaries, and evangelists. Brother Gates is here, and needs the very care and treatment that this institution is intended to afford. He caught a bad cold in Melbourne and needs treatment now, but our place is not yet ready. In times past, we have had to take sick people into our own homes for treatment because it was not safe to give them treatment in the places where they live. And now our houses are full of busy workers, and we rejoice that the retreat is nearly ready for work. Soon the school will close, and several young people who have been preparing for this will be ready to enter its employ as helpers and students. Will you, my sister, donate something for this work? You have helped us in the past, and at the time of your past donation, you intimated that you could do something more if I would write to you in regard to the matters that we have in hand. I now venture to write. This building must be opened, for the necessity is great. We need your help. Can you give it to us by your own donation and by asking the help of others? I know there are those who could help us if they would. I know there are those who would cheerfully help if they understood our work and its needs. We see new fields to be entered, and we pray the Lord for help. I am sending to you with this copy of a letter just received from Elder Tenney. The next camp meeting held in Queensland will be at Toowoomba, a beautiful city about 100 miles west from Brisbane. It is the business center of a large, fertile, and wealthy district. There is a small band of Sabbath keepers in this place, and much prejudice against the truth. But we trust that the camp meeting will sweep this way, and that this may become the center of an important work. Last year at the Brisbane camp meeting, I was urged to hold some meetings in Toowoomba, and I promised that I would spend Sabbath and Sunday there on my way home. After this, a large company of brethren from Rockhampton assembled and urged us to visit that place, which is nearly 400 miles north of Brisbane. We decided to respond to their request and went to Rockhampton as soon as the Brisbane meeting was over. I was sick on the way and while there, but was able to speak to the people three times. My severe illness prevented our stopping at Toowoomba as we had promised, and I now think that I shall attend the Toowoomba camp meeting and thus fulfill my promise to visit that place. About 2 weeks after the Toowoomba meeting, the camp meeting in Maitland will commence. Maitland is a place of over 20,000 people, 22 miles west of Newcastle, and 28 miles northwest of Currumbong. The instruction given to me about our work has been that we should as rapidly as possible present the truth in the various suburbs of Newcastle, and also in all the towns along the railway line from Newcastle to Brisbane. Maitland is a rich farming district, and is the center of a large stock-raising district. If we are successful in securing proper help, we hope, with the blessing of God, to have a rich harvest of souls there, some of whom will go forth to work for others. Brother John Papp, who formerly lived at Kaikoura, New Zealand, and who has been one of the chief supporters of our school, has recently sold his property in New Zealand and has settled in Maitland. The presence of his family there will be a help in the formation of a church in that place. Last Thursday, Willie and his wife and myself drove from our home to Maitland for the first time. The first 10 miles of the road was rough and mountainous, and we could proceed but slowly, but the last part of the road was good. We spent an hour taking our dinner by the roadside, and were from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. in making the journey. When we reached Brother Papp's place, we found that they had been waiting dinner for us some hours, but had given up our coming, and Brethren Starr and Daniels had gone to look for a campground. Although I had been traveling since 7 o'clock, I did not stop to rest, but we started out immediately to meet Brethren Starr and Daniels and to search for a campground. There were good high grounds in East Maitland, but we wanted to find a place in West Maitland, where there is the largest population. We drove around for nearly 3 hours and found that all the unoccupied ground around West Maitland is low and subject to floods. In past years, this city has suffered greatly from the floods, and about 4 weeks ago, much of the land around the city was underwater. At last, we gave up the effort to find a campground nearer than that which Elder Starr had selected, near East Maitland. This matter settled, we drove rapidly to the 5 o'clock train, which we reached just in time to get on board. I found room to lie down and slept a portion of the way. At 9:30, we reached Strathfield, where we were met by Brother Wessels, who took us to his home. I thought it was a pretty busy day for one 72 years old. I shall speak to the people here on Sabbath, and on Sunday we are to visit several villages on the railway line near Hornsby, that we may see what the opportunities are for selecting a good location for the Sydney Sanitarium. We are praying the Lord to lead and guide us in this matter. We desire that this sanitarium shall be established outside the city, in a high and healthful locality, where we can secure easy communication with the city and have the advantages of the city water supply. We must be several miles from the sea. The building erected at Avondale for a health retreat is small, about 15 rooms in all, but it will serve for the present necessity. For this building, we solicit your donations. Those who help us in this will be doing a good work. We are much in need of money to provide facilities for work. May the Lord help his people to do the work that is so urgent in this part of his great vineyard. There are important fields to be worked. We shall not hover over the churches, but press into new territory and raise the standard in places where the message has not been proclaimed. May the Lord bless and guide you, is my prayer. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., June 4th, 1987. Entire letter.